Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with a good friend, Brian Metamore. Brian is the author of the brand new book, World Famous Now, 21 Days to a Big Idea. Brian, thanks again for being here. Brian, I need your website, please.
It's growth-engine.com. We've just redone the website. It's really a fun experience. How's
that's
that?
The name of his company, so check that out. All right, we're talking about surprises. We're talking about being creative. We're talking about crazy ideas.
Yeah, you know, and before the break, I was talking about this sort of silly lunch thing, and over the break, I said, you know, we should really call this a lunch and laugh, you know? So you got to bring in things that are going to make people laugh, and it sounds stupid and ridiculous, but maybe you're the business owner, you're bringing in pizza for everybody, but you want to bring in stimulus that's possibly outside your industry in order to stimulate new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do thought experiments during that lunch and laugh. You say, okay, well, we're in the plumbing business. Well, let's assume we were just bought by a landscaping company or whatever it is. Given that they just bought us, what would we be doing differently?
What about this, Brian?
Yeah.
What about having a lunch with some of the key people in your team, and invite a business customer, like the plant manager or the plant engineer or plant accountant or whoever you're dealing with in a big customer, and just say, could we buy your lunch, and would you come and have lunch with us and tell us what are the things that you guys are seeing coming around your corners? What's keeping you up at night? We'd like to know more about what's going on out there in the world, not just to serve you better, but just for you to educate us, and we'll buy lunch. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love that idea.
Because they'd be honored that you wanted their opinion.
Yes.
They'd be giving you clues to how to serve them and sell them more stuff. I mean, I wish I'd thought of that 40 years ago.
Well, and you could push that even further. You know, you can use some of these techniques in my book and have a few of your customers or suppliers or whatever show up and say, we're going to devote a couple hours to helping you build your business. And so we'll be facilitators of your ideas.
Right.
A, they'll be thankful, but B, you'll probably get some joint ventures.
But it's got to be for a customer. It's got to be sincere and totally disconnected from any kind of a call to action or anything. It's just literally got to be, would you please come and educate us on, you go to corporate and they're training you and you're going or you could also say. What are your industry trade groups that where you would think we might benefit by going?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the trade group thing, and we had talked about this on the break that, you know, neither one of us has ever gone to a trade meeting where we haven't come back with a new idea.
Absolutely.
Or in your case, Jim, you're coming back with
customer.
Customers.
Yeah. I love customers.
and the other thing, too, is we, believe it or not, we sometimes go to trade groups that are totally unrelated to either the client's business
yep.
or our own business, and you're going, what the heck am I doing here? But I guarantee you're gonna get some ideas, because the truly disruptive ideas are not in your industry, so you have to go outside your industry to get those truly surprising.
And you know, you
ideas.
Could send a key person to one.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And another one to another one, and maybe sort of. You know, it costs a little money, but make it a road trip.
Yeah, I love it. And maybe it's a reward. So you have a sales incentive reward, and send them off to Hawaii or something. But you say while you're there, they got to come back.
They got to bring a report back. They got to come back and tell us what they learned.
Absolutely. And our clients have actually paid for us to do that for them. And we always bring back cool ideas, whether it's packaging mm-hmm. ideas or promotion ideas or selling ideas.
And I'll tell you something else. Sometimes companies, your customers get, if they're members of an industry, they get a certain number of credentials. They might even be able to get you a credential. You didn't have to pay to get in.
Yeah, so it's a freebie. You get your customers to get you a pass to these things.
Right.
You give an incentive to go on vacation for your folks. It's a sales incentive, a free vacation. They come back with ideas for both you and the customer.
And look how much more educated your proposals will be, how much more informed your future proposals will be for that customer.
I love the idea of you know, giving your clients or your coworkers, quote, free vacations as an incentive and coming back with.
But they got to go to class while they're gone. That's the only thing.
Hey, Brian,
good job today. Website quickly, one more time, quickly.
It's growth-engine.com.
The new book is called 21 Days to a Big Idea. Brian Mattermore, come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blaskin, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.